Hi, I'm Takai from Yates Radio Club, and today we are interviewing my teacher, Miss Conan, from fifth grade.
Do you have any pets?
I do. I have a cat.
What do they look like?
My cat is a ginger gold male, so he is yellowish orange and looks a lot like Garfield. He has white on his chest, makes it look like he has a little scarf on, and he has white on all four paws.
How tall is he?
He's about
3 feet.
About a foot tall, and he weighs about 13 pounds.
What's his name?
His name is Prince.
That's my cousin's name.
Oh, very good connection.
Wait, your cousin is her cat?
Oh my god, you're part cat.
We always wondered why you purred sometimes. We never really knew why.
Prince is my cousin.
Oh, this is so bizarre.
He's in right. What's her name?
Oh my god, right, the cat goes to school.
We're freaking out the audience. Let's move on.
Do you have a hobby?
My hobby is reading and listening to world music and dancing.
What books do you read?
Right now, I am reading a book that probably some of my fifth graders would like to read, and I'm not technically reading it, I'm listening to it on tape, and it is by a favorite author of mine, David Baldacci, and the third book in the series that I'm reading right now is called Width of the World, and it's fantasy.
I love those books.
Really an awesome book.
Do you guys know what fantasy means? What that genre is? What is it to kind of?
It means it's not real.
Yeah, like could it ever happen?
No.
Like give me an example. What's something that's fantasy that could never
unicorns.
Really happen? Unicorns.
A flying
but
cat.
I still believe flying that they're cat. Real anyway.
There's a unicorn in the book.
I still believe they're real anyway.
What about dragons? Is that fantasy?
No.
They're
dragons
real.
Are real. They're real.
What? Yeah. All these years I thought they were fantasy and they're real?
Yes.
A lot going on
in
radio today.
I think sometimes they live in
caves.
Yeah.
Wait, do you mean Komodo dragons?
No.
Those are real.
That's a lizard, though. That's not a real
that's
dragon.
That's considered a lizard.
Haley, do you know anything about these real dragons? Me neither. I've never heard
dragons
of them.
Dragons are real.
They are real.
They have predators, and when predators mess with them, they blow fire out of their mouth.
Do you have siblings?
I have 2 half-brothers.
How are they your half-brothers?
They have a different dad or a different mom than me.
How many?
Just the two. Just two half-brothers.
If you could have one superpower, what would it be?
One superpower.
My favorite is invisible.
I think mine would be the power to immediately, with my mind, calm anyone in my presence.
Weren't we talking about that last week? Like, you could just kind of like, was it? Like
oh yeah, Miss Isla said that she wanted to mute
Ms.
the kids in her
mute
class.
Mute the kids, right?
All of a sudden, no. It wouldn't be mute. It would just be if they're upset or if they're overexcited. That I would just be able to, like, send out some sort of soothing vibe that would just calm them.
A wave.
Like yeah, not like a mind control, but a way that would.
Never do them again.
Help them to...
Put them at ease.
Yeah. Yeah. Be not so, like, overexcited or nervous or upset or mad. Just to be calm.
Who is your best friend?
My husband is my best friend.
How about teachers and workout?
Well, I'm friends with all my teachers. I get along well with everybody, but I think my husband is the person that I known that I still really get to hang out with the most, or who I would consider as my best friend.
Do you know how exactly how many friends you have, like, in count?
Oh my gosh, too many to really be able to count, because I have friends in all the different places that I've lived, so...
It's hard to count.
Yeah, it gets really hard to count.
And you know what happens the other day when you get older, like, you have friends, and then you kind of move on, and you don't see those people very much, but they're still your friend. So as you're older, you kind of have your friends you get a lot of, but you just don't get to hang out with them as much.
Mm-hmm.
And also when you get older, you get more friends as you grow. That's why when you don't remember.
Mm-hmm.
Eli, how many friends do you have?
I'm not sure, because I have a lot of friends in another school.
Yeah.
It was Page School and Woodlawn School. I forgot the other school, but I have friends there too.
Well, you've been to a lot of schools.
Yeah, and I'm also gonna go to a new school. It's gonna be, I'm just gonna sit there for 1 year because I'm going to sixth grade after.
Do you move a lot?
Yes.
Yeah, that's why you've been to so many different schools.
The land are so bad with us.
So you're leaving us, Eli?
I can come visit.
Eli, I don't know what this place would be like without you.
And they don't let me have transportation.
Right, you have to
Section
go to...
Eight.
You can't get a bus from there. Okay, well, if you leave us, we're going to miss you.
I'm going to leave first, though.
No.
Yeah?
Not possible.
I have to go to middle school.
Well, true. This will be you'll graduate from Radio Club this year.
When's your birthday?
My birthday is November the 14th.
Do you have a birthday twin?
I do. I just learned my birthday twin today. I believe my birthday twin would be Frederick Douglass. Is that what I heard you say today? That
your birthday is on Valentine's Day?
Oh, no. That was February 14th. Darn. I hooked up on that 14th, and I guess I didn't listen very closely.
You said February 12th?
No, November the 14th. I was listening to the 14th and the 14th, and the month kind of skipped by my mind. I don't know if I do, but I know that one of my very good friends that lives in Pennsylvania that used to be a teacher with me had a birthday just before me by a few days. So.
Did you know that at first?
Hmm?
Did you know that at first?
I knew it the first year we worked together because we would always celebrate each other's birthdays. And so we celebrated her birthday just before mine, and then every year we tried to celebrate our birthdays together because we knew they were only a few days apart.
What is your spirit animal?
Oh, gosh, I don't know if
well,
I
obviously
have
he's
one.
A pig.
Are you giving a hint to yours, Eli?
He's a pig.
Yeah? No?
No.
Yeah, if you had asked me a long time ago, I would have said a pig would be my spirit animal. I think I would have to say that would be a cat.
Yours?
Mine is a tiger.
Mine is a dinosaur.
Sounds like a vampire.
I was thinking maybe hyena for you.
No. A hyena is my other one. And my third one is a great white shark. And a four-headed shark.
I never think
and
of
then
you.
And then the Meg.
That's
and
a lot.
And then the big whale. And then
he's one big hybrid.
And I want to just combine them all together.
Yeah,
no,
all together.
Not like look down them, but all the powers that they have inside. A dinosaur. King of the dinosaurs.
The king of the dinosaurs.
T-Rex. A unicorn.
A unicorn.
A dragon.
And my T-Rex needs a unicorn horn of magic. Even
mine? Oh, you guys have never asked me before.
Even though a unicorn is not real.
Give me a minute to think about it. Come back.
You could be leprechaun.
Do you like tacos?
I love tacos.
What is your favorite kind of tacos?
My favorite kind of tacos are authentic Mexican tacos on soft corn tortillas without all the extra stuff, just a little bit of meat, some Mexican cheese.
I love lettuce.
Maybe a little cilantro. and lime.
No need for the for all those frills to tie. You don't need all that.
Do you put sour cream on it?
Now when I have just authentic Mexican tacos, maybe a little bit of guacamole, but all that other stuff I think is much more like Americanized. It's not the way they really fix them in Mexico.
I think he's going crazy.
My favorite Mexico food is, I like tacos and burritos and hamburgers.
Hamburgers in Mexican?
They don't give hamburgers in Mexican. I meant like, this is this kind of food that they give. I forgot what's the name, but they have chicken inside, and it's like a ball, and it's a potato with lots of things inside, like chicken and lettuce, tomatoes, and
you're
all
making
that
me
stuff.
Hungry.
It's
right
a
now.
Chicken ball.
I love.
Potato?
No, it's a burrito.
No, it's not a burrito. It's potato with stuff in, like healthy stuff inside.
Like a potato dumpling that's fried and it has the meat stuff inside?
Meat, tomato, pickles, lettuce.
Okay.
You could put your own ketchup, mustard, whatever you like. You put ketchup and mustard in there, too. And
wow.
And it has a big, good flavor.
Do you eat all of that together?
It's kind of like, the potato's like this big and it's open, so like you put stuff inside, it's like this big. But I don't really eat that much, I just eat like half of it.
Do you make that at home or do you buy it somewhere?
My mom made it before, yeah. It was so good. She was like, it was like this and a lot of stuff inside. It was like the ones in Mexico. It was good.
I had taco pizza one night when I was over to my grandmother's.
Oh, and pizza. She said taco pizza.
Yeah, it was when it was my sister's birthday.
Was it pizza with, like, taco stuff on top? That sounds good.
Cake is good, too. I knew Eli was going to say something soon.
What is your New Year's resolution?
I didn't really create one this year.
What is your all-time favorite?
My all-time favorite one? Oh, you mean the one that I normally just say, this is what I'm going to do this year, and then the next year I say, this is what I'm going to do this year? That would be to exercise and lose weight.
What's yours?
Nothing.
Nothing. You feel like you're perfect just the way you are.
Just drink.
That's what I always tell people about
what
you.
What mom gives me. What is that called?
I don't know. What does your mom give you?
Yeah.
It's like this bottle, but it's like, it's like watery, but it's like they have like mango and stuff.
It's a mango juice, and your mom gives it to you.
Mm-hmm.
Why? You don't like it though?
It's good.
Oh.
It's like, it's not like an adult drink. It's sort of like
sparkling water.
Yeah, that's what it is.
So drink more water. That's mine. Drink more water. I drink too much coffee, not enough water.
Yeah, you look like you drink.
My grandma, more.
If my grandma has two things of soda, she'll have like 12 bottles of water.
It's okay, if you sleep more, you'd be up to 18 hours a day. That's not healthy.
This is. The most you need is 8 hours.
Right, she's up to 18.
That's healthy.
She's only
going to
be awake for 6 hours.
32 hours.
There's only 24 in a day, so.
Yeah, more than a day.
What's 25 times 7?
What I have for dinner on New Year's is ice cream.
For dinner? Did that once. I brought the kids to Sweet Frog. That's frozen yogurt. And then you get to put all these toppings on it.
Aww.
And we just went there for dinner. It's a good dinner, Takai. You'd like that. You'd go with me if I brought you.
Yeah,
I know you would.
Ice cream.
Who doesn't?
If you could change one thing about your school, what would it be? Why?
Well, I think based on another school that I worked in and how I felt like that was beneficial, it would be that every classroom had not only a teacher but a paraprofessional in the room, because often there are too many people that have questions all at the same time, and I feel like I can't answer everybody's questions quickly enough, and it would be awesome if there was always a second person that could help me divide and conquer and answer those questions more quickly.
Ah, okay. Mm-hmm. Have you ever
ever gone to a different school, what was it like?
Been to a lot of different schools. So it says as a teacher or a student?
As maybe a helper, teacher,
More as a teacher.
So I started teaching in California. And in California, I worked my first year as an aide in a private school. So I wasn't the main teacher. I was a helper teacher.
What's an aide?
An aide, that's like a paraprofessional that's in the room. So I worked for a year in a first grade classroom to decide whether I wanted to be a teacher.
Okay.
And then after that, I worked in a school teaching sixth grade. And then I moved to another school in a different district, and I taught fourth grade in that school for 3 years. And then the next year, I moved from California to Pennsylvania, and in Pennsylvania, I got a temporary job for the entire year for a teacher that was out with a new baby, and so I taught fifth grade, and then the next year, that teacher was coming back, so I moved to another school in the district with a friend of mine that had been teaching with me, and we both moved to the same school and worked with her friend, and then we were all three friends together, and I taught fifth grade for 3 years there.
Oh my God.
And then I had to move to New York, and I spent 4 years working in probably 20 or more schools as a substitute teacher. Every day I was somewhere different. And then I got a job in Schenectady, and I was at King Elementary School. And then after a year there, I came to Yates, and I've been at Yates for 3 years. So I've lost track. How many schools was that?
72.
Mm-hmm.
A million.
The question is, who's moved more, Eli or Ms. Conan?
Ms. Conan.
I don't know. He's moved a lot.
Well, as a student, I went to even more schools than that. I went to 3 different high schools before I graduated high school because we moved when my mom got remarried, and then we moved again when my stepdad got a different job. So I went to 3 different high schools, 1 middle school, 5 elementary schools. So almost every year I went to a different elementary school.
So Did you like being a teacher in all these schools? So which one was your best one, actually?
Oh, wow, that's tough.
Everybody teacher said this one. Everybody.
Yeah, I like all of them. They're all different.
Like different rules, like you could
check different kids, different things to teach, different things that I get to do. So I think it'd be hard to pick a favorite.
Wait, but which principal did you like the most?
I don't know. I think that'd be hard, too.
Definitely.
It's kind of like my students. I don't really have a favorite student. I know that each
except
of my students.
Except for Takai Gibson.
Oh, I meant
Takai Star Gibson, right?
I meant Princess.
Well, all of my students have, you know, some really amazing qualities. It's just they all have different ones. So.
Yeah. Do you like it here?
Yeah, I like it here. And I like that my son gets to go to daycare right down the road. So it all works out really well.
What are you learning about in class?
We are learning about fractions and how to divide them, and sugar and slavery, and we're getting ready for the test, so we're doing a lot of test prep.
March Madness.
Is it making your head feel like madness?
Yeah.
Is your head fried?
Yes.
Yes. Let me guess, you're going to go home and sleep.
Yes.
Yes.
What's
How did
favorite,
I know?
What's your favorite food? I'm just so hungry.
Chocolate.
I don't really like chocolate a lot because I like chocolate, but
I thought chocolate was one of the ingredients in that potato. No? Just everything
what?
Else.
No,
wait,
no,
Miss Megan.
What
it tastes disgusting, Mr. Megan.
Chocolate potato?
It tastes disgusting. I don't like chocolate potato.
You guys were going to come back and ask me what my spirit animal was.
Yeah.
I think... Oh,
I think I'm going with cat also.
No, I think it's a naked mole rat.
Because they like to be active and play, get their exercise.
Yeah.
But they like to sleep. Sometimes they talk a lot. At least my cat, the last cat, always talking. And then sometimes they're just more quiet, kind of moody.
So you're saying you like to scratch.
only the kids who don't behave here. Only the kids
who
don't.
And poop in the rug.
Cats don't do that, buddy. They go right in their litter box. Haley, what do you want to say?
Thank you, Ms. Conlon, for coming.
Keep listening.
Keep listening to Radio Club.
Yates Radio.
And
.com.
Yep.
And don't forget to say goodbye to the bros.